Jeez, it looks like a packed house out there.
Well, I will be fucked. I can't believe this is really happening. And there she is.
Where?
In the front row. Oh, come. Oh,
wow, you're right. She really isn't beautiful, is she?
No, but she does have a certain beauty.
Yeah, sure, Don, whatever. Say, they'll be expecting a few words from us.
Okay then, Peter. Let's work the throng.
All right, let me straighten my codpiece.
Friends and colleagues.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press.
Il Commentatore.
And from Counting.
How good of you all to come out to attend the world premiere of our short-form disco-themed musical.
Coke Death on the Dance Floor.
The greatest piece of art.
Ever produced.
Anywhere.
Ever. Now is the time for us, as a people, to ask ourselves, what makes a hero a hero? Is it perhaps a fast car? Is it the ability to please legions of hungry women? Is it lots and lots and lots of money? The answer to all these questions is yes. It is all these things, but it is also something more.
It is also the ability to have 9 or 10 beers, the bunch of guys who are waiting for you to die so they can have sex with your wife, and then drive home, never stopping once, not even when the tires come off, because with great power, like the great power that always accompanies great drinking, there comes great responsibility.
And this responsibility falls solely and wholly upon those who are responsible for getting the shit out of your damn way, no matter what lane or national phenomenon you are driving upon. This responsibility is theirs, for it is up to you to get things done, great things, while the great power of alcohol is still surging inside you.
Important things, like going home, making sure all the clocks are set to atomic time, deep fat frying a bucket of peanut butter sandwiches, shaving the animal, and setting fire to the kitchen tiles, all while making long-distance phone calls to people who died many, many years ago.
People ask, what societies are great and have done great things? Some people might say Germany is one such society. Of course they are incorrect, because here's a people who, during the Second World War, afforded deific power to an individual whose right-hand man's name was spelled Goebbels, but pronounced Gerbers.
Some might say that France has forged a great society. Of course, this is equally erroneous, because here we have a people who only pronounce half the letters of any word they say. Perhaps they think this makes them sound smarter, but in reality, it just makes them sound like a bunch of assholes.
With the Germans and the French out of the way, we are left with only one remaining option for a truly great people, and that people is the American people. And the only great country must then be America, for it is full of Americans. No other country in the world has as many Americans as America, and for that, we should all be grateful. For if America is not full to bursting with Americans, then the terrorists have already won.
Who amongst all the great peoples of America, however, can be appropriately called a hero? Some might say that the real heroes in America are the men and the women who raise their families against all the odds. Of course, the people who say this are sadly pathetically wrong.
That's right, John. Now I'll tell you who the real heroes in America are. It's us, the Better Boyfriends. Thank you.